The first of the magisterial reformers was Martin Luther, who lived from 1483 until 1546. You'll notice here that he is basically contemporary with people like Thomas More and Erasmus and John Colet and others. Now, we call him a magisterial reformer from the Latin magister, which means master or teacher. So Luther, about whom we'll focus, our attention for most of the rest of this lecture, and John Calvin, to whom we'll turn in the next lecture, for example, are understood to be the great magisterial reformers, the great teaching reformers. So, first of all, then, Luther. Now, Luther was born of modest family. His father was a miner in a small town in western Germany. He had a local education. And then he attended in modest schools, really. And then he attended the quite new University of Erfurt, one of the newest universities in the German lands. Now, right away, we might emphasize here that Luther's education has been in the traditional medieval, in the scholastic tradition, but it's also been in quite new schools and in undistinguished schools. He then went on and joined the Augustinians. He was ordained a priest. He rose gradually in the administration of his order. He visited Rome for a period of time. He was scandalized by much that he saw in the Eternal City. And then he came back and began teaching in the university at Wittenberg. Luther, as we know in retrospect, was one of the great reformers. But what if we were to go back to 1510, 1512, 1513, 1514, and try to run the tape forward? In other words, how do we get to Luther's reform activities? Well, I think that we can see him proceeding along a couple of paths, or I think we can see a couple of sets of influences working on him. In the first place, he was influenced by the Christian humanism of the day. Gradually, the new learning was spreading everywhere. Even if he had been to not particularly distinguished schools, the new learning, the world of Colet and Erasmus and Lefebvre d'Etaples and others, was inescapable. He shared the dislike for scholasticism that many of his contemporaries shared. He accepted much of the specific and objective criticism of the church that was then circulating. We've noticed that Lefebvre got in trouble with the church. Colet was a critic of the church. Thomas More was a critic of at least some of the practices of the church. Erasmus was a critic of the church. We could dress a very long list of people who remained Catholic, but who were nevertheless severe critics of one practice or another of the church in his day. Luther was aware of that literature, and Luther shared many of the convictions of the people who had produced that literature. Luther also had a deeply sensitive personality. He was prone to deep doubts. He was prone to pessimism. Try as he might, he could not convince himself of his own worthiness in the eyes of God. He couldn't accept the proposition that any actions of his own might be of any significant benefit to him, that he could actually play a role in improving himself. Now, here we see a rupture, conscious or unconscious, deliberate or not, but a rupture with the humanist tradition. That very deep, rich, powerful humanist current that says, yes, we are flawed, but we have the capacity to improve. Luther cannot accept that. Why not? Well, this, I think, goes beyond the realm of historical explanation. Those, then, it seems to me, ambient conditions in the Europe of his day with which he was familiar, and personal qualities, those two things make possible Luther's career as a reformer. They don't make it necessary, they don't make it obvious that this was the career he was going to have. There was a specific event, however, that precipitated the reform or the crisis, depending on how one would wish to look at it. In 1516, Johann Tetzel was preaching an indulgence in Germany. Now, it was designed to raise money to build actually to rebuild St. Peter's. The Church of St. Peter's, which is there in Rome now, was built about a century, beginning in the early 16th century. Old medieval St. Peter's was slowly but surely knocked down as the new building was being put up. It's a very expensive proposition. Okay, what's this indulgence business? Got to understand this in order to understand how Luther's reformer career gets launched.